हिम्मत केवल एक ही चीज से आती है श्वेता जी, वो है कर्म। आप उसमें निरंतरता बनाए रखिएगा और वो निरंतरता एक दिन आपके जो है दुर्भाग्य को भगा देगी। कहते हैं भाग भागने से आता है। लोग कहना बड़ा आसान है कि लखपति बन गए, करोड़पति बन गए, इसका मैं थोड़ी सी व्याख्या करूंगा। चूंकि लखपति बनने का मतलब है कि आपको 1,00,000 प्रयास करना है। आप समझ लीजिएगा 1,00,000 अगर आप प्रयास करेंगे तो भगवान है, और केवल आप सपने दे रहे हैं देख रहे हैं तो भगवान नहीं है। आप भाग्य के भरोसे भगवान के भरोसे बैठना व्यर्थ है, आपको कर्म करना पड़ेगा। तो लखपति बनने के लिए 1,00,000 प्रयास करना पड़ेंगे, और फिर आपको करोड़पति बनना है तो कर होड़, उसमें दो शब्द हैं अलग अलग कर दीजिए, कर होड़। फिर आपको होड़ करना पड़ेगी, कॉम्पिटिशन करना पड़ेगा कि मैं इससे अच्छा क्या कर सकता हूँ, मैं इससे अच्छा क्या कर सकता हूँ। कॉम्पिटिशन कभी गिराने का नहीं होना चाहिए, कॉम्पिटिशन हमेशा हेल्दी होना चाहिए, मेरा अपना मानना है।
This was today's powerful message from the one who led the foundation of Amritam with his hard work and in-depth knowledge of Ayurveda, our very own Ashok uncle. And you know what? His presence on this season's very first episode makes the season even more special. Welcome to season 2 of Rediscovering Self with Amritam. Amritam is an Ayurvedic lifestyle brand and wellness community growing globally, celebrating nature, beauty and mindful living. This is your host, Shweta Dalmia, and on this season, we together take the journey of building a healthier, happier and fuller life through the power of incredibly powerful Ayurveda. Yes, it's about our health, our happiness, and that too at our own place, our very own Amritam, your Amritam. Let's get started! So, welcome Dr. Pooja on Rediscovering Self with Amritam. Today we are talking about something that all of us have experienced at some or other point in our lives, where we want to follow a routine but just don't know where to start, or sometimes fail to follow and at times not able to be consistent with it. Why is that? You know, I want to know that. Is it easier to follow a routine when everything in life is going amazing, super amazing, and suddenly, you know, when a challenge or a setback arrives, probably the first thing to break is the routine? So my question to you, Dr. Pooja, today is that, is it that hard to follow a routine? Is a routine only for good days?
First of all, the thing is, what is a good routine? Okay, let us talk about this. So basically, there are only three things. First one is you have a good day of good sleep. Second is you have proper healthy meal at proper time. And third is you have a good mental balance. Okay, this is a healthy routine. I mean, things which you follow and which you do basically surrounds around these three things, pillars. But then when you do this consistently for a longer period of time, then you call it a routine. Okay, so what is the main reason behind this is the mental barrier, which is not allowing you to be consistent, right? Now this mental, so the first thing is to break the mental barrier. Okay, so to be consistent. Now, whenever we start a routine, for first few days, we are very energetic, we are very pumped up and we give all in. Yeah, but after 15 or 20 days or maybe 1 month or so, you just say that, okay, I'll skip this today and from tomorrow I'll be doing it. And that fire goes away. Okay, so to break that mental barrier and to be consistent, you need two things. First is setting a goal, and second is being consistent. Now, once first when you set a goal, you automatically be consistent on it. Okay, now goal setting is something where if your goal is ki, okay, I want to be healthy, and having a healthy routine is the only thing. If your goal is ki, my friend is doing that and he is getting great results or something like that. So these goals are not enough to keep you motivated. So you need to set higher goals. Higher goals now doesn't mean that you have to stress yourself, but something that tempts you. You know, let's take an example of a kid. Okay. If you tell your kid that if you finish this on Saturday, I'll be giving you something nice, which he likes. Now, this is not bribing. It is playing with your mind. Okay? Yeah. So you have to set goals. Now this can be different for each individual. If you feel motivated that I want great immunity, at the end of the day I should have great energy levels, or I want to increase my productivity, be it in my personal life or professional life. So this should be the goals, and you must sit down and talk to yourself. What is one thing that you want in life? Okay, you want in life.
And you actually want in life, you know?
Yes, yes. And whenever, whatever the answer is, what all you need is good health. May it be anything, whatever yes. you want. Mm. Yeah?
Agreed.
So ultimately, that is gonna go hand in hand. And yeah, so setting a goal is very important. And at the same time, during setting a goal, you have to be practical. Okay, you have to be realistic. Yeah, you have to be realistic about your routine, about what priorities in life you have, and what all you can really achieve. And just be practical about that, and then set a goal. Okay, moving further. If you have the capacity of going 8 steps, okay, so your goal should be a 10th step, not somewhere like 25th step. So this is being practical. So once you set a goal,
mm-hmm.
then next comes is consistency. Okay, so consistency is something that you do it every day. Okay, for first, say 40 days or 50 days, you will have to push yourself. You will have to kick yourself that I have to do this, that I have to do this. Okay, missing few things in a day is fine. Okay, or sticking to your routine, say up to 80% is also fine. But sticking to it for say 90 days is a must. Now once you stick to it for 90 days, this becomes your habit. Okay, now you don't have to kick yourself, push yourself. It becomes your habit. If you are having sips of water in the morning, lukewarm, okay, for 90 days you will have to push yourself. For the 91st day, if you're not able to get it, for some reasons, you are traveling or jo bhi hai, you'll be like, oh God, I missed it. I want it. I really want
yeah.
it.
I know I agree on that. So I'll add here something yeah. that, so, you know, the most of my life, the first thing I have had done is get up from the bed and have a hot cup of coffee. And when I talk about coffee, I want like a proper milk coffee. But like recently, you know, I shifted, and I think it's my 65th or 70th day now. I have skipped that. And now I wake up with a lukewarm water with lemon. And I used to think that, yaar, coffee ke bina to mera nahi chalega. But life is working, you know, and like I feel more energetic, I feel more positive. So I agree what you're saying. Like sometimes we build mental barriers for ourselves ki ye to nahi ho sakta mujhse. But I feel that we all have the power within us to do that.
And adding to that, that once it forms your habit, and further when you go on continuing to, you know, continue with the thing, a point comes. Maybe for somebody it can be in a 1 year, 2 year. It subconsciously becomes a part of your life.
Mm, right.
Like something like brushing your teeth. It is a subconscious part. You don't concentrate, okay, I'm brushing this. Har daat tak pahunch raha hai kya brush? No. Subconsciously you do it. So this is the main thing.
So Dr. Pooja, you know, like before we move forward and before we see how can we build a routine with Ayurveda, I want to know from you now that, you know, we are talking about building a routine and you are saying all these good things, amazing things, which are actually right. Were you always like this? Like, did you always have had a routine? And if not, what were your individual challenges to build one? Because I really want people to understand that everyone has built a routine, you know, undergoing a lot of challenges, and they are different for each and every person. So, Dr. Pooja, what has been your personal experience regarding this?
For my personal story, I'm deeply motivated by my Nana. Okay, he's no more now, but from childhood, I had seen him. He was a doctor, and I had seen him follow this routine. And being a doctor, he too was busy. But at the end of the day, I was so amazed that how can he stick to this? and he's not skipping anything, and that motivated me. But to be frank, I was never good at that. Even during my college days, during my medical days, I was never good at that. But once when I finished my studies and when I was practicing, okay, I was practicing in a hospital, then that was a time when I was like, okay, I need to do it for myself. When things were great, you know, for 2-3 months, it was super fine and it was going well. And then the shift thing came in the picture. And I was like, God, okay. I was lost. I was like,
yeah.
I bhooli gayi thi, ke main follow kar rahi thi kuch, okay. So this has never been easy for me. Okay. Now, that is the thing which I'm telling you, that I was doing everything. I used to observe him and I studied, I researched that what all is good for me. I jotted down on a paper and okay, this tick mark. But goal wasn't there. That mindset wasn't there. Okay. And that came, I would say, after 30. When I started reading about mindset, mind power, I started following few people. And then I realized that what all in life, not only a daily routine, what all you want to do and if you're not able to do, the main reason is the barrier. And then I started to work upon it. Okay, and for me, it took 4 years. 4 years of dedication, where today I can say that whatever happens, whatever like situation comes, I still stick to 80% of what I'm following, even in bad days. Okay, so this is a practice. So that's why I'm stressing upon mental barrier. Because look, this is life. Today is great, tomorrow you don't know. But that shift is very important.
And you know, like the way you mentioned that it took you 4 years, I would say that it took you 4 years of patience, 4 years of, you know, getting up every time you fall to follow a routine. And the reason, you know, Dr. Pooja, I asked you this question today here was that, you know, like it happens with me as well. And I have heard a lot of people saying the same thing, that you start every time, but you fail to build a routine. So, you know, what should I do when there is a feeling inside me telling this, ki yaar, is baar fir agar tum start karoge, तुम्हें ये फेल ही होना है, तुम फॉलो नहीं कर पाओगे हर बार की तरह, हर बार स्टार्ट करते हैं हर बार फेल हो जाते हैं. तो व्हाट वुड बी योर एडवाइस टू अ पर्सन हु इज थिंकिंग दिस?
लुक, देयर आर लोज एंड अप्स इन योर लाइफ. इट इज वेरी फाइन कि इवन फॉर 15 डेज यू गो इनटू दैट जोन के ओके फाइन, आई डोंट वांट टू डू इट, आई रियली डोंट वांट टू डू इट, आई एम नॉट इन अ मूड टू डू इट. ओके, इवन दैट कैन हैपन, बट दैट इज फाइन. बट दैट फेज विल गो अवे. That won't remain forever with you, okay? That will eventually go away, that will pass away. So, most important is ki not stressing yourself. Okay, your mind is telling you that, fine, listen to it, take a break. Again, when that phase passes away, you sit down, you again summarize the whole things that, why did I stop? Okay, was it my inner fire? Or is it that I'm not now feeling tempting, as tempted for that goal which I had set, okay? Or are the resources the reason that I'm not able to follow? Or is it the surrounding thing, not me, but outside
world? Outside factors, right?
Yeah. What are the factors? And I'm sure one will figure it out. And if you figure it out, work upon that. Okay, work upon that. And I'm telling you with my personal experience and I've seen people doing this, that once you do it consistently and patiently, and when this becomes your subconscious way of living, whatever comes, you are not gonna leave it. I'm telling you.
But you know, there needs to be that willingness to do it, and there needs to be a goal that you feel from inside. So, you know, for our listeners, you know, I am sure that you would have a goal in your heads, you would have a goal in your hearts. So keep that goal in your heart while we talk to Dr. Pooja on how, you know, Ayurveda can help us build a routine, and what is the way Ayurveda suggests us to build a routine, and why should we follow that?
Now, daily routine in Ayurveda is mentioned as Dinacharya. Din means day and Charya means routine or regime. Okay, so it starts with waking up at Brahma Muhurta, and it's very deep. It's very deep. Now to follow it in today's time, to be 100% following it in today's time is not possible, because that was mentioned thousands of years ago. You know, according to the genders. So you cannot follow 100%, but then you can mix it with today's time, and keeping that ancient rituals, you can mix it. So if I go deep into it in a daytime, if you are able to wake up at Brahma Muhurta, now the Brahma Muhurta is 45 minutes before sunrise. Okay, yeah. So for someone who gets up at 5, it is very easy for them. Okay, fine. 45 minutes se pehle utna hai. But for someone who gets up at 8, I would say the chances are less. Even if you follow it for 90 days. Because again, look, what comes into picture is what is your prakriti? As in Ayurveda, it is vata, pitta and kapha. It is divided into these all prakriti. Okay, so if you fall into a category where getting up at Brahma Muhurta is not advisable for you, something which your body is not going to accept. Okay, so let us not go deep into it, because that would get complicated. But the thing is ki, where I said you have to be practical, you know, can you get up? Yeah. And if the answer is yes, you follow those things. So earlier I mentioned that there are hundreds of things. So Brahma Muhurta, getting up at Brahma Muhurta is the first thing. Then comes in rinsing your face. Just washing your face with cold water. Now Jal Neti and all is also mentioned where you clean your nose and eyes. If you Google it, you will get to know if you want to perform it. Then comes in is Danta Dhavan. Now Danta Dhavan is brushing your teeth. Okay. Now in old text it is mentioned there are few trees. Okay. Jiske branches you get cut in small pieces, and with that putting paste on that you can use it as a brush. There is Arjun, Khadir. All such trees are mentioned. If not, your normal brush. I mean brushing your teeth properly. Second is Jiva Nirlekhan. Cleaning your tongue. Now cleaning your tongue is very, very, very important. It is a place of kaph. Okay. So when you clean it, that type of kaph get cleaned. And which is very important further for digestion and all those things. So after Jiva Nirlekhan comes in Gandush. Now Gandush is gargles. Now this can be medicated Ayurvedic gargles, but then you have to prepare it. You won't get in market, and even if you are getting, I won't recommend, because it's not the original thing. Okay. Otherwise normal gargles which you get, any dentist would suggest gargling. Then comes in Kaval Dharan. Now this is very important. Kaval Dharan is holding a medicated oil in your mouth like this. Maximum what all capacity you can hold for 5 seconds, 10 seconds, and spitting in out. This is Kaval Dharan.
It could be now, any oil. Any medicinal oil?
No, these are medicated oil for Kavaldharan. Okay. The best one is sesame oil.
Sesame oil, okay.
Sesame oil. But these days you get many oils. I have seen few ads. I won't recommend, but you can try it. Because you are spitting it out, right? You are not consuming it. So you can try. You can go for it. And this is for great oral health. You know, this tightens up your gums for all cavities, like total mouth hygiene. Right? After you do this, Then comes in Anjan. Anjan is, you put kajal in your eyes. Now this is Tupanjan. There are many Ayurvedic Anjans, but the most common is Tupanjan. It is made with cow's ghee and kapoor. You put it in your eyes. Then comes in is exercise. Now before exercise, if you feel good, you can just massage your body with any oil you want. Now this oil, if you want for beauty and all purpose, these oils can be different. If it is for strengthening, you can use Shatavari oil. What is the goal? Accordingly, the oil changes. So light massage and then exercise. Now exercise can be anything. This can be yoga, this can be aerobics, this can be stretching your body, this can be just anything. If you are gymming, I would recommend don't apply oil because So after exercise, you have bath. After bathing, you go to your work. If at all you're traveling, so you can also utilize that time also. You're stuck in traffic, so rather than thinking, okay, I'm getting late, so much of traffic, it's not going to help. जो जितने टाइम में आप पहुँचोगे तभी पहुँचना है. सो जस्ट यूटिलाइज द टाइम, रिलैक्स योर सेल्फ. यू कैन फिनिश योर टास्क विच ऑल यू कैन डू बाई कम्यूटिंग. वैन यू रीच योर ऑफिस, इवन इफ यू आर लेट, ट्राई टू रिलैक्स एंड काम योर सेल्फ.
एंड हाउ डू वी डू दैट?
या सिट इन योर प्लेस, जस्ट रिलैक्स, टेक सम डीप ब्रीथ्स. Have sips of water, okay? Take a mirror, look at yourself, appreciate yourself that yes, I am enough, I am beautiful and I am happy. In first few days, you are fooling yourself, right? You are fooling yourself. But then you will fall in love with you and you won't be fooling yourself, right? And after few days, even you won't need that also. You will be fine. So taking a 2 to 3 minutes break, then setting your day, all who are into this corporate world would be doing this, but still I'm telling you that setting your day has to be in two parts. First, what all tasks I have to complete in a day, deadline wise, priorities, setting that. And second, what all is needed for my personal growth. Okay, personal growth doesn't mean ke for a hike or something like that, but for me being as a great individual or for my personal growth, knowledge wise.
Could be spiritual growth, could be mental growth.
Yeah, it could be anything. So setting that task. Then comes mid-morning. So at 11 or 11:30, you can have a fruit. Like while working also, you can eat it or munch on peanuts or chana, whatever you feel, okay? Then comes in lunchtime. Again, during lunchtime, when you know that, and most important, lunchtime has to happen during lunchtime. Now, what is the time according to Ayurveda? That is from 12 to 2, okay? If you say at 2:30, no. This is not. Now, this is a very hard and fast rule, okay? When I say you skip something or you don't stress upon something, that is fine. But in the beginning, what I said, three pillars. 8 hours of good sleep, healthy food at proper time, and mental health.
Mental health.
So, this is not adjustable or you can't skip these things. So, lunchtime is 12 to 2 and you have to follow it. So before you start your lunch, again, you have to calm down, okay? Because hell lot of thing happens in a day. So your mental peace has to be there, okay? You can, if it is hard for you, you can make a phone call or you can go on social media. You can check out pics, which whatever makes you feel happy. Yeah, do it for a while and then start your lunch. Now, during starting lunch, first thing which you should do is have something sweet. Now, every day we don't have a dessert or a sweet in our meal. So what you can do is aule ka murabba hota hai, yeah, something like that, which is a bit of sweet, you can call it. So you can keep it in office and have a spoon of it and then start your meal. Okay. Now during meals, you have got to get sips of water. Bahut zyada bhi nahi pina hai and thoda bhi nahi. You had half of chapati, have 2 to 3 sips of water. Then you can have rice. So likewise. Okay. Then comes in tea time. If at all you have tea. Now this tea can be anything which you feel comfortable, which suits you. If it is green tea, if it is herbal tea, then great. Otherwise normal tea. At that time also you will be having something which say energy bar, chikki, peanut chikki or something like that. Then comes in, you finish your work and go back home, right? When you go back home, you freshen up. And the first thing you do, that you have a healthy conversation. Now that can be, koi bhi jo bhi ghar pe hai, you have a healthy conversation. Even if you are not in great mood, even if that person is not in great mood, you try to have a healthy conversation. If that is not possible, call a friend.
Hmm.
If that is also not possible, talk to yourself.
Talk to yourself.
Yeah. Then comes in relaxation. Most important part is relaxation. Now this can be listening to music, watching TV, going on to Netflix, playing with your kids, okay, cleaning your wardrobe, or going back to your hobby, and if not all this, pursuing some new skill, okay. And this can be only for half an hour, not more than that. Because I know if you're doing so many things, how can I do it in 24 hours, right? Mm. Yeah, but then this is how you work out. And once you start following, now you get an idea. Some ideas click to you. And then you adjust accordingly. But you have to get into it, right? So, pursuing a new skill. Now, these days, I would talk about myself. A new skill which I pursuing right now is communication.
Okay.
Yeah. Being a doctor, I need to talk a lot. And I was average on it. I would say maybe still I'm at average on it. So I'm pursuing that. Now this skill can be for your personal growth, can be for your professional growth. But one thing comes in it. Is if it is for professional growth and if you don't feel happy pursuing it, then that is not relaxation. That is you're running after something, right?
Yeah.
So after relaxation, if at all you get some time, you can have soup or directly you can go for your dinner. After dinner, you follow a night routine. That is applying oil to your feet, massaging. This can be any routine that you follow for your skin, for your hair. And at that particular time, you can spend, like simultaneously doing all these things, you can have a conversation with your kid, with your family member, so as to, you also feel that you are giving time, okay? Once this is done, it's your bedtime. If you feel, if you have a habit of having milk, you can have lukewarm milk. And then the last thing is gratitude. Gratitude. And you go to bed with a satisfied mind. When we say peaceful mind, what is peaceful mind? Satisfied mind is a peaceful mind.
Mm.
And this is a dinacharya where I guess I have only around 70% I have mentioned what is actually in the text. Okay?
Yep.
So these are the things. But when you get into it now, you will enjoy. When you fall in love with something now, you enjoy.
And have you like sort of, you know, seen results? Because you are a doctor, you must be working with a lot of people who are trying to build routines or the ones who have already built up, for example, you yourself. So have you seen a difference in people who have now built a routine?
Yeah, yeah. Rather than people, I'll talk about myself. Okay. I was always ambitious. I always wanted to achieve so many things. But what the barrier was energy levels. I was always lean. I was good. I had great immunity levels, but energy levels were always down. So I wanted to finish so many tasks in a day, but that was the only thing. And I used to always feel that, okay, I'm like born with this and then I have to adjust with it. But in this 10 years, I know that I've like from this to this, I've gone. And this is only because of the routine that I follow. And that ultimately gives me energy levels, productivity. So this is the major, major thing that you will see. And yes, of course, immunity comes into place. The way you look when you have good immunity, when you have great mental health, the way you look, the texture of your skin, the texture of your hair. Yeah.
You know, Dr. Pooja, we would like go more into this, but I would like to know from you first that, as you mentioned, that over a period of time, you've gone from like this to this. So how proud are you of yourself of going from this to this? Because I'm sure it wouldn't have been an easy journey for you as well. So I want to know from you that what was that like and how proud of you yourself you are about this transition. And what role has Ayurveda played in that transition for you?
First of all, I'll talk about Ayurveda. It is mentioned in the text, and which is 100 and 200 and 300% great. It gives you result. It has always been a magic. But it's only that we are not able to get that 100% into our lives. And the same thing happened with me. Okay? So Ayurveda has helped me. But the only thing was that I was not able to get 100% of Ayurveda, though I am an Ayurveda physician. But I was not able to do that. And this mental shift has allowed me to do it. And now I follow it. And the more religious I am into it, the great results I get. Okay, so this is the first thing. Second thing, how proud I am. Yes, I am proud. But then, I won't say I am proud. I would say I am satisfied. I'm happy. I'm at peace. And most importantly, I want to share this. Because this is so much of a magic. And I've experienced it. And I want to share it. And I want to make people realize that, you know, if I advise somebody and they come to me after a year and they say, wow, this was magic. And when I see the results, that is the most great thing that makes me feel good.
And you know, one of the best element about you is the intention with which you are doing. And the way this thing has been passed, like you were talking about your Nanu, I'm sure that he must be so happy seeing you spread all the magic that you are doing. And thank you for spreading, you know, magic into our lives, because clearly it's people like you who are, you know, sort of somehow telling us the right way, somehow is making us more aligned towards our goal in different ways. So, you know, Dr. Pooja, my last question to you would be that I read this somewhere that health is about the environment you live in and mind is the environment of the body. So is building a routine that the incredibly powerful magical Ayurveda tells us is helping my mind to be healthy? Is helping my mind to be healthy? Is it helping me live a life that is happier and enriched?
As you mentioned mental health, I missed a point, that is meditation, which is so very important. Okay, now meditation can be at any point in a day, whenever you feel you are comfortable. This can be in morning, this can be at night. What all time you get, you can commit. Now this meditation, that can be of any kind. What all spiritual level you follow, this can be of any kind. Now I personally follow 6-phase meditation. Anyone can Google it and they can find it out. And I personally follow this. So that is most important thing to break this barrier. Okay, and when we say about Ayurveda, what Ayurveda says is that your body, mind, and they don't call soul, they call this mana. Okay, so these are interconnected. When you nourish your body gets nourished, But there are few medications which are great, or few herbs rather, I would say, those are good for your mind, that they nourish your mind as well. Okay, so it is a chakra. When you nourish your body, automatically your mental health gets improved. But then the main source or the main food for your mind is meditation. So that way it goes, the circle goes in. So once you are done with your body and mind, it is a circle. Everything will fall in place. Okay, and Ayurveda is the thing. Ayurveda is it the is. Thing, I'm telling you.
Dr. Pooja, I want to know, like, the one last thing I want to know from you is that, you know, like, as you mentioned that, you know, you came into this because of your Nanu. And, you know, today he is not with us, but I'm sure because you have spent a lot of time with him. So one message or things, you know, that you would like the world to know about him, anything about Ayurveda that, you know, you would like the world to spread his message, and also give us his name and tell us the message that, you know, he would probably have given to the world today.
It's so kind of you that
you are kind,
Dr.
Pooja.
Expecting this. okay. So his name is Dr. Lakshman Gadekar, and he practiced Ayurveda for almost. He started his practice at the age of 25, and he was practicing till the age of 65. And one message which I would like to give is that I have seen him following this since my childhood, what all things he did, and he did a blend of it, that sticking to Ayurveda but at the same time being practical, and he created that for himself, and that somewhere clicked my mind at the very young age of say 10 or 12. Okay, that is one thing. And second thing which I can tell you, this is a bit of emotional thing which I'm sharing with you, that his nature was always being happy and cool, and you know, but I have seen him that when there was a situation, crisis in life, and he has gone through it, he was always headstrong. He was always headstrong, but at the end of the day, he had that smile on his face. Whatever is happening, and I have seen that there were situations, but at the end of the day, he had that smile. Even when he was like in his last few days, he lived for 90 years. He lived for 90 years and he was like, he was doing all his stuff till the age of 88. He need no help. Okay? And he was doing it. So that is a live example. I was seeing, okay, an 88-year-old person is doing everything what he can do. And he still is asking others, okay, do you need my help? Can I do this? You know, it was that thing. Yeah. So physically also and mentally also, he was so strong. And during his end days also, he was at peace. And that comes with mental peace. And this comes with all these interconnected things. So this is the message that I would like to give.
And Dr. Pooja, thank you once again for doing what you do. Thank you for spreading all the magic into our lives. And I would request the listeners to, let's just start to follow a routine. You know, you can do it, and you have all the power that's inside you.
Yes. Anyone can do it. Anyone can do it. It's just that you have to be practical. That what all can you do? You have to be consistent. You have to break the mental barrier. At the same time, don't stress yourself. Okay, if you're not able to achieve it, at certain point, you will be able to achieve it. And yes, then you're done.
And set a goal. Ask your heart what your heart
set
wants.
Set a goal. Most important thing, setting a goal. Because, you know, there are hundreds of goals, but there are only 5 goals where your heart says, I want this.
And so yeah, so we can say that finding what your dil wants, ye dil chahta hai kya, and then start building a routine on it.
Yes. Great, good. I love it. I will use it somewhere.
Thank you, Dr. Pooja. Thank you so much for being with us today.